This is HDN.
Wednesday, September 16th, this is the Halifax Daily News.
And watch your money, folks. There's some fake 50s making the rounds. The counterfeiters are spreading the fake $50 U.S. bills. Now, this is a bit of a change up to the counterfeit game, because police officials will tell you that since Canada went to the polymer notes, the plastic ones, they're a hell of a lot harder to try and counterfeit. So they're now turning to faking 50s.
Although if you think about it, if you're going to fake money, now would be the time to fake the plastic ones, because we're not really used to them yet.
That's true.
You know, if you had a plastic one, somebody said, no, it's one of the new bills, wouldn't you go, oh, okay, sure, thanks, bye, thanks for coming.
Perhaps. But I think the cost outlay and the time and the commitment to try and fake that money would probably, it would probably outweigh any benefit that you would get from having counterfeit money.
You've been thinking about this quite a bit, haven't you?
You've been weighing out your options, have you, Lisa?
Well, until recently, the U.S. bills, my God, to me anyway, living here in Canada, U.S. money looked like something that you could just put on a photocopy machine. They're all the same color. You have to look three or four times at it to determine how much it is.
Now, mind you, I mean, they have changed things up in the last few years. Yeah. They've got a little bit of color and the magnetic strips and stuff like that. But these counterfeit 50s, I guess they were handed out by the thousands over the last week or so in Halifax. People making major purchases at electronics stores and gas bars, and ooh, some folks are out several thousand dollars because of it. So if you see a $50 U.S. bill, give it a second glance, would you?
Those Americans are trying to get back at us for passing all that Canadian Tire money down there.
There you go. Hey, we got a little bit of New York City royalty coming to Nova Scotia.
Is there such a thing?
Well, I would think so. Rudy Giuliani, former New York City mayor. He's going to be at the Cabot Links Golf Course tomorrow. He's going to be delivering the keynote address at a fundraising event for Cape Breton University's Aboriginal Business Program. So it's kind of neat. The Island Golf Experience is to raise money for the business group. And I guess it was $6,000 a pop, or sorry, no, $6,000 per team of four. And the event sold out in 2 days. That $6,000 gets you dinner, pictures with old Rudy on Thursday evening. On Friday, you get breakfast, 18 holes of golf at Cabot Links, and lunch.
I hate to say this, but 9/11 was really good to Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember before 9/11, there was scandal? He was getting a divorce. It was
move his mistress into the mansion or something like that?
It was one of those things where he and Paula Poundstone are the two people that actually benefited from that. Do you remember the whole
Paula Poundstone?
Do you remember the comedian Paula Poundstone?
Yeah.
And she was having that problem. There was the child abuse charges against her and drinking and drunken driving and all this.
She was a mess.
It was an absolute mess. And her court date was the same week that 9/11 happened. And all of a sudden, we all forgot about Paula Poundstone.
Obviously we did. I didn't recognize or remember her at all.
I think those are the only two people. And as Adam Carolla pointed out, the one person who really didn't benefit was Harry Connick Jr., because that's his birthday.
No. Oh, yeah.
And so year after year down in the States, all these people, these patriots, are there looking at the Connicks putting up streamers
balloons
and ribbons and having clowns and fun.
How dare you?
Oh, sheesh.
Hey, it snowed yesterday on Lower Water Street.
Hmm?
It was actually part of a commercial shoot on Lower Water Street, but they had like a bus there and they had a big snowmaking machine. They actually had the roads snow covered for a while as well. But it was like really early in the morning, like 5 or 6 a.m. type of thing, because they wanted to get the shooting done before the morning rush hour started.
But what was the commercial for?
Don't know.
Obviously, they had a big budget, or somebody didn't tell them that if you just wait a month, you can do that for free. Just go out there at 5 in the morning and just shoot, and you'll have the same effect.
All kinds of snow waiting
for
you.
God provides the snow for you.
I have a feeling it's probably for some sort of Christmas campaign, so they couldn't wait for the real stuff to fall. Funny Nova Scotians getting recognized this past weekend at the Canadian Comedy Awards in Toronto.
Oh.
The Halifax produced show this hour has 22 minutes, won for Best Television Show. Lower Sackville comedian Nikki Payne won Best Female Performance in a TV show for her TV special that she did. Also, Torturous, a short film that was directed by Pictou County native Angus Swanty, He now lives in Halifax, that won Best Comedy Special or Short. So, boy, I'll tell you, Andrew Bush was recognized as well. Cape Breton native Ron James got the Dave Broadfoot Award, which is an annual celebration of comedic genius, as they call it. Now, Ron James, well, I guess later on he lived in Halifax. I thought he lived like on Klein Street or something like that in Halifax.
I think he must have. Well, he's a Cape Bretoner. So you moved to Halifax.
They all moved to Halifax.
And then you eventually moved west. The only difference is he moved west and now he travels all over the country and the world. Nice guy, though.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. All of those names that you've mentioned, that of all the people that I've met from that bunch, all nice people.
Oh,
there's
God,
not one
yes.
asshole in that whole group that you that you mentioned. And usually when you're talking comedy, you know, people put on a happy face when they're on stage. And the second they get off stage, they're just jerks. You know, a lot of people traditionally. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's well, you got to be something special to get up on stage and basically make it your job to make people laugh.
Yes.
All right. Pressure. Make me laugh, damn you. I mean, that's a tough job. Yeah. Three weirdest professions in the world where you get the weirdest, most psycho people in the world. Comedy, goaltenders.
Yeah.
And drummers.
And drummers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drummers, goaltenders, and comedians. They're all just nuts.
They're out there.
Traditionally, just you know, look at all your favorite bands or all your favorite hockey teams or all your favorite comedians. Mm. They're all nuts.
Global Pet Foods is doing something neat. They have the third annual Heroic Heart Pet Service Award. And the initiative chooses four winners from across Canada. They'll get $1,000 from Global Pets. They're chosen by a panel of judges, and they want to nominate a local animal shelter or rescue volunteer.
Now, this is across Canada, you say?
This is across Canada,
well, Global Pet Foods is a maritime company. Well done. If they've expanded that far, or if
seriously,
you know, doing their contest nationally, that's good on them.
Now, it all closes on September 30th. Go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/globalpetfoods, and you can make your nominations there. Just write a brief story, about 500 words or less, describing how the nominee has demonstrated outstanding care and compassion to homeless pets. Then you can also share as well how the $1,000 donation would make a difference to the nominee's shelter or rescue. But my God, there's certainly plenty of folks around these parts that could qualify for that award. I'm thinking
a lot of big hearts
here. Just off the top of my head.
All the Greyhound people, for instance.
Greyhound people, for example. Sonia Higgins from, is she Litters and Critters? Can't remember if she's Litters and Critters or not, but...
All the cat people
involved. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds. Yeah. Hope for Wildlife. Hope Swinimer. My God. So anyway, if you're interested again, facebook.com/globalpetfoods. Well, it's not too often that you can say Halifax is a trendsetter. But apparently we are. We are leading Canada in energy savings through the Solar City program. Now, I'm not sure if you remember this, but it was the program that installed solar hot water systems in Halifax. You had to apply for it through the city, and it started in March of 2013.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just in people's homes.
Just in people's homes,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
Over the next 20 years, 340 homes in the Solar City program will be set up, saving over $7 million in energy costs. And I guess Halifax has embraced this program like nobody else. I remember when it was first announced, there were so many people that signed up for it that they sort of had to put the brakes on and go, whoa, okay, we can't take you all. Just back up the truck and we'll... we'll get to you type of thing. So
yeah, we love jumping on these bandwagons. I remember when composting first came out, everybody was lining up to get a green bin.
Yes, that's right. You remember? Know? My God, no, your own that was
private,
hot.
It was your own private composter. Yeah. Remember they were giving those out too, that you could compost yourself. Yeah, we'll do that. Sounds like fun. Until somebody told them that it was just dirt.
Yeah. That you had to make yourself.
Yeah, you're making dirt. we're not making gold here? What the hell?
Oh, God.
Who wants to buy? And then you go on Kijiji. Used compost. Yeah. Barely used composter.
Gently used.
Yeah.
And so CBC has revealed who is going to be battling it out for their new reality show, Canada's Smartest Person.
Well, it's not quite a new reality show because they've done it before.
Yeah, that's right. A few years back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They took a couple of years off.
There was a CFL player, I think from the Hamilton Tiger Cats or something, like a lineman who was Canada's Smartest Person. I don't know if that was a good thing or not. Hey, world, look at us. There's our smartest person. No, he's number 42 on the right. There he goes.
I mean. Exactly.
But it's not just smarts. It's not book learning. It's it's street smarts as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, there are six actual areas that they test.
Yeah.
Linguistics, physical, musical, visual, social, and logical.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Physical?
Yeah. Well, how do you think the football player made it in? Yeah, they actually...
Physical? No, this is the smartest person.
I know.
Do you think that... Does that have anything to do with physicality?
I don't know.
Let's just ask Professor Stephen Hawking over here. What the hell? That's the silliest thing
Professor,
I've ever heard of my...
Raise your hand if you agree.
So hey, now that you've taken the exam and you've passed this thing, now it's time to throw this hammer as far as you can. Or even better, have a dance competition afterwards. Professor Hawking, come on.
You're up.
That's just... I didn't know they had a physical aspect.
Yep.
What the hell does that have to do with being smart?
I don't know, but we'll soon find out. The group of 32 includes people ages 16 to 71 years old, includes an artist, a scientist, a firefighter, a musician, also
71.
A fighter pilot.
So you get the 71-year-old in the finals. It's like, okay, Greco-Roman wrestling now. Get in there, Mr. 71-year-old. We're determining how smart you are.
God. Just a quick look at the Maritimers that are going to be competing.
Yeah.
We've got 24-year-old Daryl Dillman. He's an orthopedic surgeon from Cole Harbor.
Mm.
We've got a cheese salesman from North Rustico, Prince Edward Island, J.P. Doiron. He's 30 years old. We also have Kate LaFrance. She is 28 and a middle school teacher from Fredericton.
Hmm. Well, I hope she can deadlift at least 200 pounds or she won't be Canada's smartest person.
Tova Sherman is 52 and a CEO from Bedford. Ellen Snyder is an executive director, 48 years old from Quispamsis, New Brunswick. That's up by St. John, New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pretty much it as far as Maritimers are concerned. I do not see anybody on the list from Newfoundland.
Insert your own joke there. Is that what you're saying? I'm not touching that one.
I'm not going to touch that either. But I think it's pretty sad that they don't have a single contestant from Newfoundland.
Oh, no. Wait a half an hour. Isn't that the time zone difference?
Well, we'll be able to see just how this all fits together on Sunday, September the 28th, 8 p.m. Special 2-hour season premiere of the show.
Although that would be kind of cool. You get the top five finalists, the smartest people in the entire country. And then you grease them down and put them in the cage. Last man standing wins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get a bunch of people, I'm serious this time,
mm-hmm.
bunch of people determine that they are the smartest people in the entire country and then put them in a house. Big Brother.
Ooh.
Big Brother Smart Edition. Let's see how those people can react all cooped up.
That kind of stuff is scary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you get all that many smart brains in one house, they might come up with some neat theory or something.
Yeah. Or they might kill each other.
Or they might figure out how to kill us.
The unsmart people.
We're going to remind you once again, the deadline for that Dare to Dream lottery. Although I don't know why I'm reminding people. I've got a ticket in this thing. Your parents
bought
me.
You got more than one.
Really? No, they bought me one ticket.
Well, they bought you one ticket and then we bought one ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a ticket.
You have a ticket.
No, if my ticket wins, you're out of here, lady.
Gotcha. Sorry.
I'm moving into my house. It's going to be my bachelor pad. But I don't know why I'm telling everybody else to buy a ticket. I know because we talked to the people who not only organized this thing, mm-hmm. put it together themselves, found the home, found all the sponsors, found all the, you know, everything. And it's all in that podcast that we did back in May.
Correct.
But also talk to the people from Bryony House.
The people who benefit from the services there.
And we found out exactly where this money is going to.
Yeah.
So you should listen to that podcast or at least buy tickets because the last thing in the world we want to do is to see them actually lose money. That's not good at all.
Not at all.
So just enough tickets so they can break even and I can still have a great chance of winning would be perfect. So daretodream.ca is where you buy them. And remember, it's only until Friday. And that is all the time that we have for today's Halifax Daily News. Back in the Beaver Bank bunker come Thursday.
Until then.